With Friends Over by P.A. Fire. As social distancing began to relax, we were expecting six of our close friends over for a Sunday evening dinner and drinks. I jumped in the shower about 30 minutes before their expected arrival, but I soon realized my wife had her own plans for the night when she popped in to ask when the pulled pork needed to come out of the oven. She couldn't keep her eyes off my dick, and her face took on a mischievous smile. At that point, I started getting hard. I told my wife we could make it happen in time, but she said no. Our company came and everyone was enjoying the evening as my wife passed me in the kitchen to refill her drink. She brushed her ass on my crotch. She was wearing a loose-fitting top with yoga pants. I couldn't wait till everyone left. I was starting to chub up, thinking about what I wanted to do later. I continued the conversation I was in as I watched that fantastic ass walk away. A little while later, my phone vibrated a few times. A text from my wife. The first said, "Make sure you're alone when you open this." The second one was a picture of her in a black sheer bra and panty set on our bed. I looked around and casually made my way up to see if this was real time. Her beauty greeted me as I opened the door. Without a word, I dove right in and began licking her. She was soaked and said, "We need to hurry." She came faster than usual and instantly demanded to have me inside her. I love those see-through lingerie. No way I could last long. And as I was getting close to coming, I asked her where she wanted it. "She's open when it comes to where I finish. In my mouth," she said, "and don't spill a drop." I pulled out and she began sucking until I exploded in her mouth. It drives me crazy when she keeps sucking after I come. It was insane and intense. We gathered ourselves as best we could and returned downstairs. We seemed to have gotten away with it as nobody made the obvious remarks. I looked at my wife across the room and she winked at me. Knowing what we did had made me ready for round two.